You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week it was announced that Tamaki Makaurau will be receiving a further 152 battery electric buses for its roads, an order that is described as the biggest electric bus order in Australasia. This order was made in partnership between Auckland Transport and NZ Bus. In an Auckland Transport press release, this decision was made to help move Tamaki Makaurau's climate change goals forward as our vehicle emissions from road transport rise. A report from the Ministry for the Environment found earlier this year that New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions rose by 2% in 2019. While Stats NZ figures show that there was a fall in 2020 emissions, this was mainly due to COVID-19 restrictions causing a fall in transport emissions, instead of permanent and ethical methods being put in place. The Auckland Transport press release said that an increase in the number of electric vehicles operating on Auckland Transport's bus services will actively support the goals of Auckland's climate plan, which has a focus on reducing greenhouse gas emissions as well as preparing Auckland for the impacts of climate change. This morning, I spoke with AT Metro's decarbonisation manager, Derek Copper. I began by asking him why these buses were ordered.
These buses have been ordered to replace age-expiring or older diesel buses that we have across our network. And as part of our contractual requirements and regulatory limits for age of urban buses, we have to replace them before they become 20 years old. NZ Bus had a number of those buses in the fleet. They needed to have a plan for replacement, and we have agreed to replace them with battery electric vehicles, which is fantastic.
So how would these new vehicles affect Auckland Transport as well as the environment?
Those vehicles will reduce CO2 emissions. When all of them will be in service in 2025, it will be up to 10,000 tonnes of CO2 emissions removed from our transport network. But also to improve air quality in city centre. One of our key objectives is to improve the air quality in city centre. One of the commitments our mayor has made to the Paris Agreement in 2017. We're working on a plan to make that happen. Improving air quality and creating healthy communities and making the city centre environment more enjoyable for cyclists, pedestrians and in general cleaner air.
Yeah, and what impact does transport more generally have on our emissions in Aotearoa?
In general, transport contributes quite a large percentage of CO2 emissions. In Auckland, 40% of road transport emissions come from our transport. And this is one of the ways which we can influence and change and over time. Auckland Transport has the ability to influence our operating partners to make the change, make the switch to new low emission technologies. And we're doing our bit to lead that change across the transport sector. Overall, I think it is one of those potentially easier to influence changes in reducing emissions across our transport, as well as influence personal choices with car users and other light commercials and heavy commercial vehicles in the future to transition to zero or low emission technologies.
What support was given to make this change a reality?
Well, we've been working with Auckland Council and IT Board for 3 years now on our low emission bus roadmap, which is our tactical plan, how to transition to achieve the objectives and commitments our mayor has made to C40 cities in Paris in 2017, but also to protect and restore our environment, which is more a general goal of Auckland Transport. We want to be active in doing this. Auckland Council and the mayor himself has been very supportive by supporting our proposal to accelerate transition to low emission buses by declaring normal procurement of diesel buses for new bus services in Auckland for public transport. And then additional support came from our other funders like Waka Kotahi and the TA, who will contribute in future years to the additional cost of operating low emission buses. So the support in general has been very, very good from our local politicians and councillors, as well as the central government funders. And we wouldn't be able to do it without the collaboration and partnering principles applied in our discussions with our operators. And the bus in this case has agreed to make the biggest in Australasia single order for buses, electric buses in Southern Hemisphere, which is great to see that we lead this way in this part of the world. And that also allowed Enzelbus to gain from the benefits of larger orders to get better value for money for all stakeholders, including our taxpayers and ratepayers.
Yeah, and I think you already mentioned this briefly before, saying that getting these electric buses to Tāmaki Makaurau will be a process. Could you just touch on this again in a bit more detail? When should we expect to see these electric buses in Auckland?
Yes, so the first buses we expect to be in service from October next year, and they are expected to be operating on the Tāmaki Link. Those people that enjoy the walks and cycles along Tāmaki Drive, they will notice that some of our buses contribute already to emissions reductions by carrying a lot more people that otherwise would travel along this busy corridor. However, we'll improve that environmental impact even better by reducing it with introducing quieter and cleaner electric buses there. Following from that, we will see those electric buses deployed to services along Sandringham Road, New North Road, Great North Road, from Hillcrest to City Centre, and from the Glen Innes Eastern Suburbs area going into CBD as well. So our city centre will benefit with significant reduction in CO2 emissions, but predominantly air quality benefits. In order to for this to happen, there's a lot of work ahead of us. We're working with Enzelbus operator to upgrade the charging infrastructure. I should say install in charging infrastructure at 4 different depots to enable this change. And this is quite significant investment as well as effort required to meet those timeframes. But having this program scheduled to be rolled out over 4 years makes it both realistic, achievable, and with a good financial commercial sense, I guess.
In regards to reducing emissions, as you say, I read that this is also another step towards a zero emissions bus fleet for Tāmaki Makaurau. What other steps have already been made to try and reach this goal, and potentially what are some future ones away from this electric bus order?
Look, we've got a number of different initiatives and ongoing conversations with our operating partners, with our funders, but also with the industry. We work very closely with Vector, our utility company, who operates electricity network. They are a key stakeholder and partner that we have to have on this journey in order to ensure that we have sufficient electricity available for bus charging without impacting on other users across the electricity network. And Vector has been a very, very good partner and very collaborative in that respect. We have implemented 8 electric buses on Waiheke Island. We have a fully electric airport link service from Pohinui Station to the airport. We have a fully electric city link service running within the city centre already. Those buses were deployed in April this year. We also have 4 trial buses currently operating across Inner Link, Outer Link, Route 70 from East Auckland to city centre. But also we have a New Zealand's first hydrogen fuel cell electric vehicle bus on the route. We have introduced this as the first of this type of design in Australia and New Zealand in March last year, and it's gone into passenger service from July. It's performing very well, and this is one of our ways to explore how we could potentially use hydrogen as a energy storage to reduce the use of heavy battery electric buses, or the battery electric packs on electric buses, and how to achieve buses that are lighter than petrol electric buses, go further, they don't require many hours to charge, can take up to 15 minutes to refill, and have the same flexibility that the operators enjoy today with the current technology. So there are a number of steps already in place and steps on the way to improve our transition and reach our goal. We also have a very supportive executive team and our board that challenges us to aspire to transition the entire fleet by 2030, subject to funding. And we're working with our colleagues across different routes to complete our full transition to electric trains, which will be achieved we expect in 2023, 2024. We're working on a plan to introduce electric ferries to further decarbonize our ferry fleet over the next 10 plus years. and we have a number of pending conversations with other bus operators to introduce more electric buses, and we hope to make further announcements soon. So it is an exciting time ahead, and it does require collaboration with lots of different stakeholders and funders. So we hope to deliver on our goals and deliver zero emissions at Tailpipe and low emissions from the CO2 perspective fleet with Tamaki Makaurau.
That was AT Metro's decarbonisation manager, Derek Copper, speaking with me about Aotearoa making the biggest ever electric bus order in Australasia.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.